This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. It's a Saturday, and it's coming on the final four basketball games. So I think it's a miracle you're even listening to the show, except for Marianne, because Nebraska's out. She's not going to be watching any basketball. What's going on?
You know what? I'm really excited about the show today. And, you know, we did the whole women's event, and just the powerful people that I got to meet or got to hear out of that, and to be able to have them on the show, I'm excited. It's going to be fun. What?
Nothing. That's cool. I know. Everybody talked about this woman we're going to have. We're going to get right to this couple because they are out of control great. Their energy was incredible. I noticed them before the stage. And then Pasha came up and took over. And then afterward, I watched her and her husband, Steve. And I just fell in love with them because they just kind of have that vibe. I mean, I don't know what you call it. I was talking to Bob Crisp, the famous Bob Crisp, earlier this morning about Pasha and Steve and the way they run their life. And he just said, you know, he said, Tom, those people on the radio are going to eat you alive. They are that strong. And that's no surprise to me. I know they will. I am telling you, I have built myself on sitting on the shoulders of giants. So here we go again. Pasha, how are you today?
Fantastic. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing fantastic, too. You two are, you know, not only are you beautiful on the outside, the power coming out of you two on the inside is unbelievable. I know a lot about your past, but the audience doesn't. Give them a little clue as to where you two rock stars came from, childhood all the way to where we are right now. I'll interrupt you once in a while to keep anybody from, you know, getting too carried away with your voice. So if I'm a pain in the neck, that's why. But go ahead and just, what happened? How did you two become dynamos like you are?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an interesting story. We both have two totally and unique different stories, but I got started in network marketing when I was 23 years old. And honestly, I was one of those people where I needed an opportunity, but I didn't really want one, but I really needed one. And I was living in Atlanta, Georgia at the time. I just left Alabama, and I was working at Emory University. And during the day, I was coaching gymnastics at night, and I was an NFL cheerleader. I was cheering for the Atlanta Falcons at the time. Can you hear me?
We can hear you perfectly, so keep going.
Okay, perfect. And so what happened was I was in the middle of the day invited out to a presentation like many people. I went out. I was like the worst person to ever invite out. I was negative. I was skeptical. But about halfway through the presentation, it really started to make sense to me because at that time I was really at a point where I was struggling financially. I was sleeping on the floor of my best friend's one-bedroom apartment just trying to figure out how in the world did I get to this place in my life. And so when he started talking about the gentleman who was in front of the room at that time, started talking about his income and where he was and how happy he was and how much freedom he had, I said to myself, if I could just get a small piece of what he has, then life is going to be pretty darn good. So I got started that day, and that was 23, at age 23, and the rest has been just an awesome roller coaster ride.
And you've been a powerful woman the entire, I mean, obviously you came out of high school or something or out of college and immediately became an NFL cheerleader, which is an accomplishment in and of itself. Shows you had to have a bunch of self-confidence and you were ready to really take over. How did all that really help you become the woman that you are today? Did it have anything to do with it? Did it show, you know, I have had high-powered jobs all my life and unbelievable job. Stockbroker, airplane salesman, accolades everywhere. But every inch of the way, all I ever realized whenever I was climbing to the top of anything was that everybody else is doing exactly the same thing. They get up and put their shoes on the same way. They're just as scared as I am, and I just have to go for it no matter how impossible it seems. Is that you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing that being an NFL cheerleader taught me, I don't know about the confidence part, because I was confident as long as I didn't have to open my mouth. And, you know, in network marketing, at some point you got to talk. So so I was deathly afraid of public speaking when I first got started. But I'll tell you what it did for me. Being on the sideline, cheering for people who had these multi-million dollar contracts, we're living these lifestyles that I'd always dreamed of. It showed a different lifestyle for me. So while I was on the side cheering for millionaires, you know, at that time, I kept saying to myself, one day I'm going to just stop being the cheerleader and start becoming one. And that's really when the light bulb went off, because it showed me that it's possible for, if you're able to be the best at what you do and you're able to work hard and put in the work behind the scenes, that no matter what profession you're in, that you can really, really, really be successful.
And how about that Steve Carter? I mean, accomplished in his own right. Might be the best-looking guy I've ever seen. What about you, Steve? Tell me his story, buddy.
Well, I tell you, Tom, first of all, it's an honor to be on. We appreciate you calling us and having us on the show. And Bob Chris actually reached out to me earlier today and shot me a little good luck on the text message today. So now I know why you guys talk. So that makes sense. But, you know, one thing, Tom, like Pasha said, my story is a little different. I was absolutely looking. My buddy and I, after graduating from college, the scary thought of going in the direction of where we saw not only all of our current peers looking, but also our forefathers and parents and just people that had gone before us, it wasn't interesting to me at all to think about getting a job and punching a clock. So I was wide open and looking. And so unlike Pasha, who kind of went to find out a reason why not to do it, I was praying for an opportunity to come along, because I just didn't like the thought of a 9-to-5. You know, I felt like that was corporate, being kind of a corporately caged animal type of thing. And I don't mean that in any disrespect to someone that works a job or goes to work every day. I have respect for anybody making a living. But I just thought about, Tom, sitting at a desk from dark 30 in the morning until dark 30 at night, and so much of my day going by doing something I didn't want to do, that was just not appealing to me. So I was looking, and when I got introduced, a buddy of mine, he called me and said, hey, man, I think I might have found something, because he and I had been talking about doing something, we just didn't know what. And I think God has a way of showing up when you need him, and he showed up in a big way with network marketing, which I think is one of the most misunderstood industries in the world. And I was open. I walked into that thing, and there's two schools of thought, Tom, because the presentation was god-awful terrible. And I had a couple of buddies that went with me, and they looked at me like I was crazy, like, are you really going to get into this? This guy wasn't making sense. He was terrible in front of the room. And I just had a different perspective. I'm thinking, dude, if this guy can do it, we're going to kill this. You know, so that was my thought. And so they ended up not getting involved, and I ended up getting involved. And, whoa, what a big difference that is in the decisions that we make with opportunities that are presented to us. And so I am always open to looking at what's out there and understanding business and seeing what's hot and going forward. So I was excited to get involved, and that was back in 1996. And by the beginning of 98, Tom, I went full-time. So it's been 21 years of doing this business full-time. We've been blessed to have made millions of dollars in the industry. And so I am an advocate and an ambassador of this industry. I am all for it. And anybody that doesn't understand it, I say they need to.
That's exactly right. Now, I love the vim and vigor coming out of your mouth. First meeting I ever went to, it sucked. The presentation was terrible, and there was nobody there. And everybody said, man, this is really, why did we even come? And I said, because there's nobody doing it in this town, and there's nobody that knows how to do it. They've been waiting for us, and that's just how you look at anything like you just did, which is so exciting. And, you know, talk to me. This segment, I want to talk. I don't meet many people, and I know everybody in multi-level marketing, so it isn't like I don't meet no people, but zillions of people have gotten to the top of the mountain one time. You can catch it. You can catch it just right. You can catch the perfect wave. You can get on top of some volume and do it. But doing it twice and getting back on the horse and stepping up to the plate and doing it again, that takes a special breed of cat. And that's what we're going to talk about in the second half of the show, is what drove you guys to make an unbelievable big decision and how it's going for you with that. But more importantly right now, this network marketing, you guys love it. Pasha, is it? Now he confused me. He called you different than I. Pasha, right?
It's Pasha.
Is that how you pronounce it? Pasha. Pasha. Okay, good. I knew I'd get it wrong.
Yes. Pasha.
Okay. Write down something that rhymes.
Pasha.
Marianne, write something that rhymes with that. Okay.
Hey, Tom,
so here's the deal.
Cash, and you'll never forget it.
Cash.
Good. There we go. That helped me. I mean, that even helped me. So here's the deal. What do you think about this profession we're in? Why go through the highs and the lows? Why do you love it so much, you two?
Well, I'll tell you, for me, why I love it is because I honestly see network marketing as the great equalizer. You know, when I look at, as a woman and as an African-American woman as well, I look at the gender gap that still, I mean, it's unbelievable that there's still a wage gap in America. But when you really take a look at it, women still make 20% less than men doing the same job. So when I took a look at network marketing, I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that we can all, no matter what race you are, no matter what gender you are, no matter if you're disabled, none of that matters, because everybody can walk through this door in network marketing. And as long as you put in the work, as long as you build your team, as long as your team acquire customers, you do it ethically and you do it the right way, everybody can make income. It's no biases. So when I saw that, I really looked at it as the great equalizer. And that's why I'm such an advocate of network marketing, because I can't think of many places where you can go and it doesn't matter if you have a college degree or if you don't. It doesn't matter how much money you have or if you have very little money. If you have desire and a work ethic, you can get in, and the sky is the limit.
I agree. Totally. I'll piggyback on that, Tom. I think that the other thing about network marketing that grabbed my attention early on was the simple fact that I didn't see any ceiling. I saw no limitations on what could happen. And the fact that that was the reality, I knew that no matter how many times I screwed it up, which I was expecting to do, because anytime anybody is doing something for the first time, you're not going to be great right out of the gate. You got to suck first, and then you're going to start to be kind of good in order to be great. Then you're going to be great to be outstanding, and then you got to be outstanding to become that legend. And I knew that. I said, you know, I don't know this game right now, but if there's another person that is an example of what can happen, and the fact that the model says there's no limitations to how big of a network you can build, doesn't mean you can only put 1,000 people in this thing and then you're going to cap out. No, you want to put 100,000 in, you want to put 1,000,000 people in your organization, just build.
Okay, Steve,
and I think
we're going to take a fast break. We'll be back in about 10 seconds. Just stick around.
Raised 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. How do you like these people, Marianne?
I love these people. And, I think what Steve was saying about how he knew that he was going to make some mistakes. He knew that, I think sometimes people get so nervous because they come in, they think they've got to do it all perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And to be okay with that, understanding that that's how it's going to be. So I like that aspect of it. And, Pasha. No, gosh.
Cash.
Remember cash.
Cash. I got that, Steve. Thank you so much. She didn't write it down.
I didn't write it down. But I think, you're right. I mean, I've been a woman in the entrepreneurial world for a very, very long time. And prior to that, I actually kind of was in a men's world. I was in architecture and mechanical drafting and somehow I ended up having my own design business. But it's one of those things where you kind of step back and you kind of look and go, yeah, that guy's, because he's a man, he's making more money at this than I am. So, yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So to you guys. The love of nowhere. I'm looking at Marianne going, what's the punchline? That was too cute. Okay. So here's the deal.
What I'm saying, I like them a lot.
I love them. Okay,
I can relate to them.
Okay. So here's the deal, you guys. I really am interested in the scope of, and where I want to get to is A, your love of the business. B, what happened and see what you're going to do about it and how you see the future. So this next couple of minutes until we get to the break in about 5 minutes, keep talking about why you would start over, how your belief in this profession could be so big. On January 10th of 2010, Denise and I had our income, a company we were with went out of business, and our income went down $45,000 a month. And Denise and I are looking at each other like we are going to kill ourselves. And Denise goes, I've got to get a job. I go, yeah, you're going to get a job. Where are you going to go? Are we going to go like over to Foley's or Dillard's and say, hey, we need $22,500 each a month? No, you don't have any choice. You got to get back on that horse,
right,
and you got to start riding. Isn't that an unbelievable life where you can literally start over and go for it and know you can start over and know you can go for it, which is what you guys are? I mean, that's awesome, isn't it?
Absolutely, Tom. You know, I'm a numbers guy, and I'm sitting here laughing with passion because I can relate to that. We've been with some companies where some changes took place, and our income dropped tremendously. Mine didn't drop quite $45,000 a month, but it dropped probably about $30,000 a month, and we had been doing so well that there was still a nice amount of income coming in, but it wasn't the amount that we were accustomed to. So it was like a huge drop. But here's what I know, Tom, and I want the listeners to really understand this as well. When it comes to just mathematics, or when it comes to economics, the difference between developing a residual pay versus a linear pay, it's not even on the same wavelength. Because if I were to say, Tom, I'll give you $100. Well, yeah, okay, there's a value there. I give you $100, no problem. You got $100. But if I said, Tom, I'm going to send you $100 like clockwork every first of the month, well, that's a residual pay. That's ongoing. And when you look at just a basic investment out here, any kind of investment somebody's looking for, if they were to find something where they can get a 5% return, $100 a month coming in is equivalent to $24,000 in cash at a 5% return. So I understood that building a residual pay was so much bigger than just making money. And so I knew that every $100 was worth about, if it was residual, it was worth about $24,000 in cash invested at 5% return. So I never, ever, ever have entertained not doing network marketing, because there's no other industry that I know of where you can build that type of an asset. Now, you may start out and you'll do a whole lot and not make a lot of money in the beginning, but then toward the back end, you're not doing hardly anything and you're making a whole bunch of money. So that is a plan that I'll take any day of the week.
Absolutely. And for me, you know, it's like once you get a taste of freedom, you can't go back.
Yeah.
So as we watched our income drop at different times in our career, because, you know, we all ride that roller coaster, but we've all been through the leadership trainings, and we've always been the ones on the stage doing the leadership training. So we've always realized that life and business is just like a muscle. You know, it strengthens under pressure. So a lot of times when you're under that pressure and you feel like you're about to break, and you realize, look, you've got to be the best. And I realize that we know we're not the best because we just got built an organization. We're here because we refused to quit when our business started to suffer. We're here because when people wouldn't try our service, we went out and found someone else who would. You know, when
that's beautiful. I know you're going to hate me, but this is live radio, so you get to hear a few more commercials right now. So please listen to them and please buy things so we can stay on the air. We'll be right back.
Okay.
To getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business, whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm sitting here with my bar of Pure Soap. So anyway, I'm sitting here with Marianne Niehaus. This is the Tom Chenault Show. We've got Pasha and we've got Steve Carter. These are two of the most powerful yet delightful people you're ever going to want to meet in your life, and I want you to call them on the phone, or I want you to text them, or go to their website and learn more about them. What's the best place to go to get hold of you two? Is it your website, or do you want them to call you, or text you, or Facebook you, or Twitter you, or tweet you, or what?
I will always take a text. 312-498-4000. That's my cell phone. 312-498-4000. Steve Carter, text me for anything you need.
Oh, my God, what a phone number. I hate you even more.
I love it.
If I had that phone number, I would be so rich. It's unbelievable. All right. That's exciting.
I think it was Sprint years ago. He worked for Sprint. This was when we first started getting cell phones. And he said, I got two numbers, 4,000 or 8,000. I said, give me either one of those. That sounds awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mine is so bad. You couldn't remember my phone number written down. All right. So now you hit that fork in the road where you said, man, we got to make a change. And you've had to do it before in your life. I've had to do it several times from the top of the mountain. And that's one of the toughest decisions you ever make. And everybody goes, why would you do that? And
right. It's
an interesting dilemma for a couple of reasons. Number one is the money that you're making is very, very difficult to walk away from. But
right. Two,
the people that you brought in that you're going to leave there is very, very difficult because you just know that those people loved you, relied on you, trusted you. But on the other side of the coin, to thine own self be true, and you can't say to people from a stage what you don't believe in your core. And that's the toughest part because you know you're living, and I've been there so many times, and it's just unbelievable. And I just acknowledge you guys for making a brave call. And I'm going to say, how'd you do it? Are you sure you did the right thing? And how's it going?
Absolutely. I'll take that one, Tom. And, Pastor, you can piggyback. But absolutely, you said it best. You know, when it comes to doing what's best for you, I mean, you said it a lot cooler than I did. But the bottom line is we looked at what's the best for our long-term future. And when you look at making business decisions, the biggest decisions are usually the toughest ones. And you've got to ask yourself, you know, am I in the right place? Do I feel, do the things that I'm marketing resonate with me? And am I telling something to somebody that I believe to be true? And if that ever starts to waver, then I believe that you always have to be honest. And we've always run our business with 100% integrity. Even when we left one of our former companies after 9 years, Pasha and I were blessed to kind of set a new standard on how to leave. Because even when we left, we see so many times in our industry where things get ugly and people start slandering companies. They slander the owners. They slander the people who are remaining because, there's two ways to have the tallest building on the block. You can either build your own or you decide to tear someone else's down. And we've never taken the choice of tearing someone else's down. It's just, hey, if we want the tallest building on the block, let's go build our own from starting with the very first brick. And so we left when we left our former company, we put a video out on the internet and we thanked the owners for a wonderful 9-year run. We thanked the leadership. We wished everyone well. We said this was a personal decision for us and that we are happy for all the people that want to stay and we wish them the best. And I think that we saw a couple of people duplicate that recently, and that's we just would love for the industry to be where if we're all entrepreneurs, and that's what we scream from the stage, well, then why is when someone makes an entrepreneurial decision, why does that crucify them and their character if they've done it the right way, if they're not cross-line recruiting and snatching people and de-edifying others and being negative towards the field or whatever? I just feel like when you do things the right way, hey, let's wish each other well. And so I'm never afraid of a good challenge. And when I know that I feel like I can do bigger things and bless more people in another deal, then it's time to look.
The great Rod Cook said to me, Tom, at one point in a big decision of mine. He said, tiptoe out of your company and enter your new company with a bang. And no matter what, have class. And I think those were really, really great words from a great man. And I agree with you guys 100%.
I love that. I love Roger.
Very well said.
He's a great guy.
He's very ill. And his wife, and Marcy's very ill. So everybody on this show.
I saw Rob in Dallas, and I saw him, and I said, wow. You know, I hadn't seen him in a few years, but lost a little weight, and I could tell that there was something ailing him. So I'm wishing him well.
And he's a legend. He's such a legend in our profession. So we're always praying for him and his wife.
Yeah, Marcy and Rod both need him bad right now. I was on the phone with her. Like he wasn't even able to talk to me on the phone last week. But I'll tell you this, they are both in real deep water and out there in the world of network marketing. They were, and I'm sorry that we're going down this alley real quickly, but they are pioneers that fought for every one of us.
Absolutely.
And I will tell you, I don't understand why, but a long time ago, Rod Cook took me under his wing, and I tell everybody the one person I would give credit for my success to is Rod Cook, and I stand by that. So that's enough of that.
He's a great guy. Great guy.
So you,
yes, he really
so
is.
So you have to bring people.
My friends are with him.
You got it. Thank you.
My friends are with him. I could tell that he didn't look as healthy as he normally did, but I'm praying that he's able to turn some things around. But I could see that there was something a little different.
Are you guys going to go to the ANMP?
Yes.
Are you going to go down to Dallas?
Yes. Not only are we going to be there, but we were just informed that we will actually be one of the featured speakers there. So absolutely, we will be at ANMP.
Well, I didn't know that, but okay.
Yeah, you should be.
So
that is probably because Gary. That's because Garrett saw you were going to be on this show. So,
I love it. We need to give you credit for that.
I take credit for everything. Okay, so I was gonna let you guys go after this next break. That's in a while, but I want you to stay on. So we'll talk about the ANMP in the final segment. But you are starting this new endeavor. You are born network marketers. I mean, you do this. Anybody listening, is there any doubt in your mind that you have any chance at failure? I mean, there failure for you two, for Pasha and for Steve Carter, is absolutely not an option, correct?
Absolutely not an option. It's non-existent. We've always lived, Tom, where life is about only 5% what happens to you, because it's 95% how you respond to what happens. And so whatever happens that may be viewed as a problem or a failure or an issue, it's a learning experience.
Absolutely.
You take it from there and you pick your feet, you pick yourself up and dust yourself off, and you keep it moving. So anything that we do, we're going to win.
Absolutely. You know, we've always lived our lives by looking at those people who were at the top, the ones that were the greatest of all time. And we always say, you know, what separates them from everyone else? And it's what they do when no one is looking. So, you know, people see us at the events, but they don't see every single day us getting up in the morning, grinding, going to work, calling new people, doing what we need to do. So we understand that as long as we are consistent in doing what we need to do, we're going to continue to bless people. Our goal, and has always been, is to be the game changers in network marketing and to create more success stories in network marketing than ever before in history. And we're just getting started.
And everybody needs to know you can become your best you. I mean, that's the key. And I want you to text Steve. Even if you don't join his company, which I don't even know what company they're in, I join people. I partner with people. 99% of the friends that I've got in this business aren't in my company. But I talk to them and I love them because I learn something every day. And I really don't have any friends outside. I am drinking a drink out of my coffee cup right now, which kind of is the story of my life. Read that to them.
This is so funny. He says, I'm a recovering alcoholic and network marketer. Would you like to have a cup of coffee with me?
Who's going to invite? Who's going to invite a recovering alcoholic multi-level marketer to anything? I am like a pariah. I'm a pariah in my own town. But you know what? I put that out there, and if somebody says I will, I know I have a chance. Why go through all that razzle dazzle? This pre-qualifies people. So you guys, be proud of who you are. And that's what I love about these two, is they're a stand for a profession first. They're a stand for each other, and they're a stand as a couple. And they know that they can do this. And the only way that they can do this is to take other people with them. And that's why you're listening to this show, is because you want to really try to figure out what sets them apart from you. And I am going to tell you, it's nothing but desire and skills training, like Eric Worre teaches. Right, you guys?
Absolutely. And commitment. Absolutely correct.
Yeah. Got to have it. And when it's no fun is when you have to work the hardest, right?
That's right.
Yes, that's the key to success. You know, all the stuff that you absolutely despise doing, you know, the things that you would rather get a toothpick stuck in your pupil than doing it. Those are the things that if you do those things first. But, you know, it's true, because you take a look at it. Let's be honest. What is it that most people despise about network marketing? They hate talking to their friends. They don't like recruiting. They don't like selling. All of the stuff that a lot of people don't like. But here's what we have to understand. If those are the things that you get up and you do it first thing in the morning, why? Because you know it's going to lead to building your business. It's going to lead to revenue. It's going to lead to promotion. But when you get those things out of the way, take a look at it. Ali always said the one thing he hated was being in the gym. But the reason why he was who he was in the ring was because of the stuff that he got up every single day that he hated to do, and that's what made him the greatest.
That's right.
Wow, that's cool. So what's the deal? Where do you guys live?
Dallas, in Frisco, Texas, right outside of Dallas.
Oh, that's where all the rich people are. Okay, so here's the what do you do all day long? You get up, you work together, you just go out there, and you follow up with your team, and you go talk to people. That's pretty much what you do every day, right?
Every day. As a matter of fact, I was just telling some people earlier today on the phone, Tom. I said, you know, the beauty of this industry is that you can really run your business from your phone. If you've got a phone or a laptop, you can run a business. You can run a multi-million dollar business. And I'll say one other thing, Tom, that you asked a little earlier in terms of how do we do it. And this is what I want everybody to adopt, those individuals that are really wanting to do well, is you've got to have the vision of where you're going to be. And so a lot of times people come up to us and they'll say, man, you've got to be so proud of where you are. And we are, but we always clarify that statement and say, look, we're proud of where we are today, 5 years ago. And today, we're looking forward to what's going to happen 5 years from now. So we always think in the future. Always think in the future.
Another break. Another break coming right now. You got it. What's this phone number real fast, Marianne? Read it. 312-498-4000. You call him or text him. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right. It is Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's Pasha. And it is Steve Carter. And we're going to switch gears here and talk about the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. Here is a little known fact for you guys, and that is that I was one of the founders of the Distributor Rights Association that became the ANMP. Did you guys know that?
I didn't know that.
But I know that was where we first met Rod Cook.
Yes.
Yep, and the second thing is that I got Garrett McGrath to run for president, which basically ended up reinventing the whole ANMP along with Chris Gross and that crew. So yeah. I have a big history there. I'm still on the board, and I love the ANMP with all of my heart. And for network marketers that just want to really go down there and hardcore network market, there is no better place because the world of fans aren't there. It's just right. You and them, and you get to meet the Pashas and the Pashas and the Steve. Like, it's unbelievable. You're talking to them instead of watching them from 500 yards. It's amazing. And you guys speaking there is really, really, really great news. And they haven't invited me yet this year. And I use the yet bigly because I have a feeling they won't, and that's okay with me. It is time. It is time to throw that microphone. I'm 65 years old, and it's truly time to let go of that microphone and start this thing because it's coming all over the world now, and it's people like you kids that need to be standing up there talking. So tell me what the ANMP, what's this profession and the ANMP, what's it mean to you two?
Well, I'll tell you what it means to us is when I first got a glimpse into the ANMP, I was so excited because the whole motto is to professionalize our industry, our profession. Mm-hmm. And when I took a look at that, because, you know, network marketing is amazing, but just like anything else, you have your bad seeds that can paint a picture of this amazing profession. So what Chris and Josephine, as well as many of the other people like yourself and Garrett have done, they've created a platform for people who really are serious about taking their business, their leadership skills, everything to another level and have created a safe environment for them to come in and just put their head down and learn and network. And that's truly what it's about, because if you can link up with the right people and learn from the right people, whether they're in your company or not, you can walk out of that event and go home and build a dynasty. And that's what I really, really love about the A&MP.
Yeah, I was going to piggyback on that, Tom. What you guys have done and really the foundation that you've laid is the respect for each other's companies and not cross-lining. And everyone comes and they know the rules to keep it generic. And that takes that took some skill for you guys to put that type of an environment together where everyone has respect for each other. And it's all done with the highest level of integrity. So that says a whole lot about you all. And we're just proud to be a part of what you guys have pioneered. And for us to come and bring up the rear and then do our job and then turn around and expect the ones coming behind us to continue the movement.
Hopefully that's going to happen to you. You know, 28 years ago when I got in here kicking and screaming, I didn't expect to be around. I don't know if I expected to be around. I never thought, you know, you said you think 5 years in advance. I'm one of those guys that can't even remember that. But the name of the game is 28 years down the road. I am still making an unbelievable living being a walking train wreck because of this profession. And I owe so much to it. And I only hope for you two people that you're sitting on your dock looking out over the lake and watching your grandkids swim in it, that this profession did for you and does for you what it did and does for me. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I mean, you painted the beautiful picture, Don, and the perfect picture to paint.
And we've got to protect it, you guys. You kids have got to protect it. And it's not one company. It's not one couple. It is a profession that has to be protected. And getting down there and being part of a powerful association, you know, you've got the A&MP and you've got Eric Worre, and those are probably the two biggest sticks out there to keep us aligned with at least a list where we can go out there and fight the Philistines. Don't you agree?
100%, because so many times, you know, it seems like it's always been corporate versus field. And the fact that now there's an association where it protects the field and we band together. And anytime you've got a collaborative effort of making sure that our industry is protected from our side as well, that's a wonderful thing. And, man, we thank you guys for being the pioneers of putting this together.
You know, age has its advantages, and that's really, really cool. So one more time, I want to give their phone number out, Marianne, so you read it loudly and slowly.
Well, okay, I have Steve's phone number, and that is 312-498-4000.
Okay, and PashaCarter.com. These guys,
yes,
I've been all
over. PashaCarter.com.
I went there, and I looked at your coaching, and I looked at all your accolades and the people that have given tributes to you. And I can tell you, it was of no surprise that I saw so many people saying so many wonderful things about both of you because you deserve it. You've done the work. You're not riding on your accolades. You're just stepping it up and making this profession better. And I want to thank you both for that. And you're welcome back on this show at any time.
I have passion.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much for having us. We respect you. We appreciate you. And we thank you for having us on the show. We were honored to be here.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Thanks so much.
And I get to see you on June 1st, and I'm probably going to let Marianne come, so you'll get to meet her again. Everything's beautiful. All right. We love you guys. We'll see you next time. Everybody over and out. We'll see you later.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.